insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 20th verse of this chapter, and we will be back with the commentary.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقُ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Say, O Muhammad, travel through the land and observe how he began creation. Then Allah will produce the final creation. Indeed, Allah, over all things, is competent.
So, brothers and sisters, in this 20th verse of Surah Ankabut, the Holy Quran says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. So, this holy verse, of course, continues the concept and the subject of resurrection. This meaning has been expressed in the form of parenthetical clauses in the middle of the story of Abraham, عَلَى نَبِيْنَا وَآلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. So, the very first thing you might ask is, what is the reason that in the middle of the story of Prophet Abraham, this verse has been revealed? Or has been mentioned and stated in the Quran? Well, this is not the first time that we encounter such a method of an explanation. I mean, this is the style of the Quran that when the statement of a story reaches a kind of climax, reaches a very sensitive stage, it temporarily leaves the rest of it and pays to the necessary conclusion emerged from that story. So, this verse invites people to actually extraversive traveling upon the subject of resurrection, while the previous verse had mostly the side of interversive traveling. Now, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. Say, travel in the earth and see how he has originated the creation. Then Allah brings forth the later creation. ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily, Allah is powerful over everything. So, by exact study in creation, this verse is implicitly suggesting, we can remove our doubt and know Allah better than before. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. You have to see how he has originated the creation. This verse invites people to travel extraversively. The verse implicitly says that you should travel on the earth in order to see kinds of living creatures and different nations with their specifications and observe how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has originated the creation. So the verse announces, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
So this verse is implicitly saying that we must travel on the earth to see the different kinds of creatures, to see the different nations, to see the different things that had been going on in the earth. And the verse says that the same Lord who has the power to create these plenty creatures with various colors and different nations, that very Lord is able to bring forth the next creation, because by the first creation he has proved his power to all, and truly he is powerful over everything. ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ, the verse says. Then Allah brings forth the later creation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily, Allah is powerful over everything. Now, the point is that both this verse and the verse before prove the possibility of resurrection through the way of the vastness of providence, with this difference that the first verse talks about the first creation of man himself and whatever is around him, while the second verse commands to study the different states of other nations and creatures so that they see the first life in different features and in various conditions and be acquainted with the generality of the power of Allah and understand his ability to the return of this life. So this holy verse is, of course, continuing the subject of resurrection, and the fact that this has been mentioned in the middle of the story of Prophet Abraham means that this is a very important thing, and it is actually a very necessary conclusion that we must reach while we are contemplating upon the story of Prophet Abraham in the verses of this chapter. Thank you very much for staying with us, brothers and sisters. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.